Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to the Hip Senior Podcast, hosted by Marianne Bailey. Each week we sit down with seniors age 55 and up to share stories that will inspire you to live your life to the fullest. Plus, information on the latest services that will allow you to make your golden years into platinum years. So, grab your cup of joe, sit back, and get inspired.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Marianne Bailey with the Hip Senior Podcast, Business Edition. Today, I'm so excited that we have a new member of the Hip Senior here with us. She just joined last week, and she's already doing her podcast interview. Deb Meyer of Odor Exit is here with us today. Deb, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Marianne. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being with us. So, your business is Odor Exit. What is that?
Well, short, we show odors the exit. So if you've got something that doesn't smell pleasant, we have the answers to get rid of those smells.
Okay. So has odors always been a passion of yours, or did something happen that triggered you being in this business?
Well, my passion is really problem solving. Like, I worked for a corporation for a while, and that was what we did. I bought rental property on a short sale, which was when the market tanked, you owed more than the house was worth.
Right.
So you had to figure out why the people who held the mortgage would pay less. So you kind of had to find what was wrong and negotiate, and solving a problem for somebody who was going into foreclosure. And that was, you know, so now we're solving problems of what is the odor and what, how do you get rid of it? How do you make your house smell fresh again? How do you get rid of headaches because something's smelling really bad in your house? So problem solving is what I've been good at and done for years.
Okay, so problem solving. So tell me how this started. Besides buying the house, so you bought the house, right? So you and I'm guessing your husband do this business?
He helps, but that was kind of my passion before I met him.
Okay.
Buying investment property, rentals, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So one that I did buy, they had locked a cat in there for about 3 months.
Oh.
And all by himself, and he used the litter box first, and then he used the house as a litter box second. And it smelled really bad, and you can't rent it or sell it for very much money if it stinks. And that's what lots of people are finding out, in like realtors and people who are renting houses. You know, a lot of people move out because it smells bad. And they don't know how to get rid of the smell, so they go rent somebody else's house. So we kind of created a business with that. We found some products that actually eliminate odors. And doesn't matter what odor it is, there's just about nothing that we can't get rid of. And as soon as I say 100%, you know, there'll be an odor that we just, we gotta find another solution because we just can't do it. But 98% of odors we can get rid of. And so we named our company Odor Exit. We show odors the exit.
Because even if you get rid of the problem, like I moved into a house that had rotting food in the trash can still. And the trash can was hidden in one of the cabinets. And so I couldn't find the source of the smell. So the first part of that, right, is finding the source of the smell. Sometimes just getting rid of that source will get rid of your odors, but a lot of times there's residual odors, carpet, flooring, wallboards. What else can there be? Material?
Yeah. And I had a lady call me this morning. She thinks it's a dead skunk in her crawl space.
Oh, That was going to be one of my guesses if I didn't find it in the house, was going to be having someone go under that crawl space and looking for something that was dead under there.
And I think that's the key, having someone else do it.
Oh, yeah. That was not going to be me.
There's certain jobs we don't want to do ourselves.
No, I'm renting. That was definitely not going to be me. Luckily, that was not the case. But
So even, I mean, sometimes you can't get to that odor. So we have a product that will get rid of the smell in the house, even if you don't get rid of the source. But a body like that is going to decay. It's just going to take time. And, you know, even a dead mouse behind the wall, you're not going to poke holes in the wall to try and find him. And there may be more, and he may not be a him. So you may find more than you want to know about. But one of our products you can spray, and it actually absorbs that decaying smell as it's coming through basically the cracks where the wall and the floor meet. You've got light switch plates where they've cut holes in the drywall, and that smelly, stinky gas can come through there. You just kind of spray those areas. And so even if you get rid of the source, even if you can find that, you still got that smell, so you've got to do something to get rid of those gases in the air. And we have products for that.
So I'm thinking about senior homes, senior centers, places that maybe there's smells because maybe, you know, sometimes there's accidents and stuff like that with urine, or people that have new puppies and stuff like that. A lot of people had COVID puppies, right? So
that's right.
Accidents in the carpet or on linoleum or anything like that, you've got it covered.
Yes. Yes. We have a product and we can get rid of any kind of urine, dog, cat, people, mice, but you have to know where the source is, where the area is that's smelling, or, you know, just respraying the whole room after you've already sprayed it once doesn't mean you're going to get rid of the problem. You've got to find that one little area that you missed the first time and then spray that, and then the odor will not come back.
So I'm guessing even like mattresses for kids and like seniors that have accidents and stuff like that as well, right?
Mattresses, yep. Chairs, chair cushions, even clothing. You can put the same product in the washing machine with your clothes. It's basically water and essential oils, so it's not going to harm any surface. You can spray it anywhere. I had a lady call me today and she goes, you know, I'm training this 7-year-old dog. He was a show dog, and now we've moved his house and he's not a show, and he's kind of lost at where to go to the bathroom. And she says, he peed on my jacket that was hanging on the doorknob. She was not happy. She says, I sprayed the odor exit. I sprayed the sleeve real well where he peed, and she goes, it doesn't smell anymore. So you don't always have to put it in the washing machine, but it's safe on the fabrics. That was her favorite jean jacket. And the dog still has a happy home to live in after being able to solve that problem.
You know, if it was washable, I think in my mind, I wouldn't never be able to get past the fact that it was peed on without being washed. So I think that would be all going in the washing machine. If it's something that I'm going to put on my body, you know?
Well, but you know what? You wouldn't put wool in a washing machine. Yeah. There's things that are not washable. And if you can do it in cold water, you can still put the odor exit in. That's not a big deal. But you would just spray a little bit of the odor exit where that urine is. And really, odor exit is, or not odor exit, urine is sterile. It's the dirt that it combines with on the floor, on the whatever surface, that makes it not sterile. So hanging on the doorknob probably wasn't very smart in the first place. We solve problems with not always, sometimes they're easy answers, but people, you know, we do wrong things.
I have a friend who keeps complaining that his cat keeps peeing on his jacket or underwear or this or that or whatever. I'm like, well, then stop putting the stuff on the floor. Problem solved.
There you go. That's right. But now when they crawl in the dirty clothes basket and then pee in there, you know they're mad at you, and you probably should have stayed home longer or not gone out or, you know, got fed them sooner or something like that. You know, they're sending you a message.
Well, cats can be finicky, like, with that stuff anyway. They can get upset that you changed their litter or something or whatever. So change their food or gave them different type of water or whatever. Cats just
are living in their house, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not living in yours. You're living in their house.
You're living in their house and they just let you pay rent.
That's exactly right. They're very nice. They don't need their name on the deed.
Yeah. Sometimes you kind of wish that it was that way, right?
Yeah, true.
So the people that are out there buying Febreze and stuff like that, can odor exit, can that replace those kind of products as well, as just to spray in the air and freshen up the room?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, our magic is the product to get rid of that decayed animal smell behind the wall that you can't get to the source. Our magic is comparable to Febreze. Doesn't have chemicals. It also is water and essential oils, a different formula than the other one, than the eliminator. And it doesn't have fragrances added to it. So you're not going to walk away going, ah, orange fresh, mountain breeze. It's none of that. It is just taking away, absorbing that odor, and then making your air smell fresh and clean.
Okay. Okay. So, but, and then there's, I'm guessing there's not a pet product that you could spray on your pet and make them smell fresher?
Well, actually both of them are. The magic, you can spray your hands, and I pet my dog, and that will keep down his body odor. It's going to absorb that body odor, gassy smell as he walks, sweats, comes in out of the rain, that wet dog smell. And again, no fragrances added, no fragrance smell to him. And it's going to last, you know, I have a little 25-pound dog. It'll last for weeks. I won't have to reapply it. The other product, the eliminator, you can actually put directly on your pet if he was putting his nose in the wrong place on a skunk. And now his whole face reeks of skunk. So you can pour that eliminator into like a bowl, take a sponge, just kind of go with the fur and then against the fur on his face, keeping it out of his eyes and ears. But you can even take it across his tongue if his mouth was open when he was in that inappropriate position to get rid of that smell too. Because it's, you know, often they'll get a big blast and it's their face, their shoulders, and then they'll, even in their eyes sometimes, they'll roll on the ground trying to wipe that off, and maybe on your carpet, maybe on your couch. And so this eliminator will get rid of that smell too. You just gotta know where the source is.
And now just a quick message from our sponsor of the day, Anchor by Spotify. Hi friends, this is Marian Bailey from The Hip Senior. Have you ever wondered what it takes to have a podcast? Well, I'm here to tell you that anchor.fm is one of the easiest ways to get started. You can have a podcast up and running in one day. Did you know that? You can talk about things in your past, things that are going to happen in the future, things about a business or a volunteer opportunity. There's all kinds of reasons and things that you can do with a podcast. And I'm here to let you know that using Anchor by Spotify is one of the easiest ways to make a podcast. Everything that you need to record a podcast, to edit it, and to get it listed in all the major podcast listening platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Everything's in one place. Simple to do. And oh, I forgot to mention, it's completely free. If you want more information about hosting a podcast or getting started, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And now back to our podcast. You know, Deb, I wish I knew about this sooner, because we had a dog. Her name was Bailey, because my last name is Bailey, and we always wanted a dog named Bailey, and it was just happened to work out that my last name was Bailey, so we named her Bailey. And she was the kind of dog that needed a one dog family. So we ended up adopting her out to some friends of ours that had been clients of ours in a past pet food business that we had. And she grew up around our cats. And so she was used to having cats around. And so when Cindy I just went brain dead what her husband's name is. Anyway, when Cindy would take them and her husband would take her walking, he would often like let her off leash because he was in this really big park and she was safe and everything. Well, she kept finding skunk. And she thought they were cats. So yes. Every time that we, and they became family. So every time we went to visit with them, visit her, she was inevitably smelling like a skunk. And I'm like, Bailey, those are not cats. You have got to stop pretending that they are. And so, because every single time, her entire house just smelled like skunk. But, you know, she just, every single time. So I wish that I had known about your product back then, because I would have bought probably 5 gallons to take over to Cindy and like, here. Because, you know, people think, oh, I've got to have my dog, you know, bathed in tomato juice and stuff like that. But you're saying that instead of buying a bunch of tomato juice, that they could just put odor exit on them.
Absolutely. No more pink dog when you're done getting rid of the skunk smell. And it's guaranteed to get rid of the skunk smell. Tomato juice, you know, I've heard people have to use lots of gallons of tomato juice to even attempt. And then every time it rains, it still smells of the skunk. So yes, odor exit will get rid of that smell.
All right. So yeah, I wish I knew about you back then, because I totally would have done that. So Cindy, I apologize for not knowing about something sooner. All right. So what is your biggest success story that you've had along the way with us?
Oh, there's so many. For the Eliminator, we sell to a lot of realtors, and we started our business selling to real estate investors. So they kind of go and look for the deals in real estate, and the deals often smell bad, and they may have had 20, 30 cats in them that peed everywhere. And our products get rid of that smell. It may take a little bit, because you got to find that one last place that those 50 cats peed. But our products, it's different than the other stuff you buy at the pet stores. Those are enzyme based, and they're just not, the composition of them is not going to get rid of all that odor that 50 cats, 25 cats, 15 cats can get rid of. So with ours being water and essential oils, like I said, you got to know where that smell is coming from. And we have different techniques. The final technique is to get on your hands and knees and crawl around and sniff. And you got to find that one area and spray it, and the smell's gone. Had a lady, she's got like a 4,000 square foot house. I don't know how many dogs and cats they had in there, but one room was worse than another as far as the smell. And she did a great job. It took her a couple months. You know, you've got to clean the area first and then treat it. And she pulled up all the carpet, of course. It wasn't worth saving with all those animals. But then there's the final room just had a lingering smell that they kept trying to locate. And I was over there a couple times even trying to help them, because you don't think of spraying the bottom of the door. Like if they hike their leg, they pee on the door, it runs down and it goes across the bottom of the door. You got to spray there. And I found some there. I found another smell in a closet in the back. They'd sprayed but missed one of the 2x4s. And it's just, again, it's problem solving. You got to think like a cat or a dog. I know them, kind of. And once we sprayed those last couple places, and it took, you know, a really nice pair of knee pads to determine where they were. And once we sprayed that, the smell was gone. The whole house was free of odor, and it's on the market right now, as it's a real recent. It shouldn't be on the market long, because it's really nice 4,000 square foot house. But so those are the kind of success stories we have. And we tell people, if the product's not working like you think it should, like we tell you, call us, because we can walk you through and find in those last little bits where the odor's hiding. I was in a nursing community, well, this has been a year ago maybe. They replaced the carpet, they'd done everything, and the family kept complaining, the place still smells, you're not taking good care of my dad. we're going to move you out of here, move him out of here if you can't get rid of this smell. So I only get called in when it's a real problem. So they called me and said, we've tried everything. We've used all these other products. We've used the contract products that they have that they can bring in at no additional problem. And I went in there, and what we have too is, we sell on our website, is a black light, a UV black light flashlight. When we were kids, you know, we'd always get the black light out and watch our clothes and the shoestrings on our gymmers shine. And
we found them at the bowling alley and stuff like that. Yeah.
So you take that and shine it, and you can see where there's urine. It fluoresces, and it'll fluoresce in a carpet. It'll fluoresce, you shine it at your toilet bowl, and you can see where the misses have been, the overflows have been. Well, I took this UV flashlight that I had, and I shined it in the bathroom. And probably 2 feet up on the cabinet, on the walls, behind the toilet, on the side of the toilet, you could just see where the urine hit the wall and then ran on down. Until they, and washing, when there's that much there and it's dry, washing just doesn't get rid of that smell. So I went in, I sprayed all that where we saw with a UV light. There was some on the edge of the tub as well. And, you know, in some of the memory care areas, you know, they're not sure where that toilet is, or they're talking and not paying attention. Sprayed that area, and the smell was gone. So they started using it more on a regular basis in the memory care areas. They could have saved that carpet, because it probably wasn't the carpet that was smelling. It was the urine on the walls and the floor, and they had drains in the floor, which I thought was really smart too. But you just sprayed it with the odor exit and the smell was gone. So those are some of our success stories with the Eliminator.
Can you get it in large containers?
Yes.
Like gallon-sized jugs?
Yes. We have a half gallon size of concentrate, and it'll make 16 gallons.
Okay.
So you put a half an ounce in a 16-ounce bottle and spray. You can put a full ounce and load a washing machine with your detergent and get rid of odors in the clothes. So the larger container is real helpful in those situations. Yes.
So I once looked at a house that I was considering renting, and the garage was so full of cat urine smell that I was just like, there's no way anybody could live with this scenario. And I definitely wouldn't want to park my car in there and have my car smelling like urine just because of something like that too. And so I mentioned it to the realtor that was showing it. No, that wasn't his listing, but he just happened to be there showing it. I said, y'all have to do something about that urine smell. And he says, oh yeah, I'll have somebody come over here and pour bleach on it. And I went, what, are you trying to kill somebody or what? You can't pour bleach on urine. That's not cool, especially cat urine. And so they definitely needed, you know, a couple gallons of your stuff for that job. So it can get absorbed into concrete and stuff like that as well, just like other liquid?
Yeah, the concrete's really porous, so it actually absorbs deeper, especially if the cat's been out there for a year, 5 years, 10 years. And we have some processes to take care of that too. So when we have and we call it the odor Bible. So it has lots of instruction in there for those unusual occurrences on additional products to use to just be really thorough and get rid of all that odor.
Now, is that your Bible, or is that something that people can download for themselves?
It is our Bible. It's our odor Bible. We wrote it, but it's on the website too, www.odorexit.com.
And that's O-D-O-R, the letter X-I-T.com, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right, Deb. Well, how else can people get a hold of you if not by your website?
Deb@odorexit.com works.
Okay. And your phone number?
Oh, no. Yes, how can I help you?
Which did you say?
It's all right. Your business is your office is busy, and that's a good thing. So that's perfectly okay, Deb. What is so tell me again how people can get in touch with you.
Deb, D-E-B at odorxit.com. And we try to respond to any messages, even if you're on the website, odorexit.com. There's a little button there that you can ask questions.
What's the name?
And I'll email you back, and we get pretty good response with that. There's also on our website, it is, let me see if I can think of the words. If have vision problems, there's a little button on the right-hand side that you can enlarge different texts, make the links to pop up, and it really helps those who have visually impaired to read our website better.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Deb. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I've learned so much about odors, more than I probably ever thought that I needed to.
Yes, I know.
It sounds like everybody out there can use your product and they need to, right?
Right. Well, let me say one other thing here. We have other products. We talked about two, but we have one other product that will get rid of cigarette smoke smells, mold, mildew, curry cooking odors, kind of the tougher things, allergens in the air. And it's called Air Quality Manager, AQM. And it's a very unique product too. We guarantee it to get rid of those smells. So if people are trying to sell their house, downsize, and have that musty smell, mold in the basement, had a flood and need to get rid of those kind of smells, we have products for that too. So again, go to our website and find your odor. And if you're not finding your odor, call us. We can help you, guide you to the right product. But the Odor Wizard on the website has pictures, and it's really pretty easy to use. Don't let me scare you there, but so we can get rid of lots more odors than what we talked about here today.
That's awesome. All right, Deb, well, everybody go to odorxit. It's odorxit.com and find your smell. I'll talk to you later, Deb. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks so much, Marianne. It was a pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Hip Senior Podcast. Remember to subscribe or you'll miss out on more inspirational stories that will make your golden years into platinum years. If you'd like to learn more about the senior services provided today, please visit us online at www.thehipsenior.com.